Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Peggy Graybill, and I had made a call on the 21st for the something, and it was earbuds for a reward.
Okay, let me take a look at your account if you don't mind. May I get your zip code?
37620.
Okay, and your last name again?
Graybill.
Okay, thank you. And can you please verify the shipping address on the account?
37620 is Bristol, and it's 2490 Highway 126.
Thank you there, Ms. Peggy. Okay, so you're saying you called in a couple of days ago. Was it regarding the mini pods and the watch? Ms. Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was saying that I do, I know you say something about you had called a while back. Was it regarding the mini pods and the watch?
Yes.
Okay, how may I help you?
Well, I did sign for the mini pods, but I did not sign for the watch and whatever else. It was 14 something.
Okay, from what I'm showing, I am showing the mini pods. I am showing the watch. The $14.95 is for the warranty.
I didn't order the watch or the warranty.
Okay, because it do show that it was
And the bank called me and asked about it, and I told them no. I didn't order it. Don't want it.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. Did you not get the email that confirmed your order was complete back on the 21st when you submitted the order 2 days ago?
My nook is basically out of sync. I can't get it to do nothing.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay, so let me take a look here. Give me one brief moment, okay? Okay, I am still here. Give me one more brief moment, okay? Okay, so I do thank you so much for holding. Now, I did take a little moment because I was trying to see what I can do in regards to that item. Since it was placed on the 21st, it is actually en route. There's no way that I can actually stop it.
I definitely put no on the request, so I'm not going to be forced to take something I don't want.
No one is asking you to be forced to take something you don't want. What I was going to mention was that once that item do come, all you have to do is just give us a call, and then you can send it back to us, and you will not be billed for that watch.
I'm not going to be charged to send it back either.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
I didn't order it, and I'm not going to. I'll just have them send everything back to you as it comes.
Okay. Well, ma'am, return to sender won't get to us. It'd be better to speak with us so we can give you the proper address so you can get it back to us so you do not get billed for that item.
Well, I've already put a block on it, and they've already changed my card number. So since the bank's not charging me, I'm not getting charged. I paid for the $5.95.
Okay, are you aware, and that sounds like you may not be aware, that those mini AirPods are not $5.95. That's just shipping and handling. That those AirPods itself is actually $59.95. You just paid shipping and handling to get to you. And once it do arrive, it will charge you $60 for those mini pods.
Why does it say free then?
It says shipping and handling. Just pay, because you didn't pay for anything when you paid for. All you paid was shipping and handling. So that's why I said free now. So the day of purchase, we didn't charge you $60 for our item. You got it for free by paying shipping and handling. And if you don't, and then if you don't send it back, you will be billed for it.
We are slick.
There's nothing slick about it. The information is on the website. They're presented to you in black and white.
Okay. So I just need to call you to get an address to put it back in the mail.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
I will do that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get you notated here on the account. So just give us a call back once those items arrive in the mail, and we'll get you some information to send everything back. And in the meantime, I will refund the $14.95 for that warranty for you. But please give us a call so we can have that watch and the mini pod sent back to us.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.